Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy hump day. I sound worse than what I feel. Just want to let you guys know that. I have no idea where this came from.
Oh, no.
But we'll get there. By the way, what we're also going to get to in just a few minutes is one of us in studio got jumped a few days ago. And we didn't know this. We saw the black eye on this person, but we thought they got it from their boxing class. But no.
Or just life.
They legit got jumped coming out the club. We'll get into that in a second. Good morning, Brian.
What's happening?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. You could call or text at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
All right, we're going to get to who got jumped in studio. And then at the very end of the story, I want to ask this person, if they had to choose just one person from our morning show crew that he wishes would have been there with him to get his back, who would he have chosen? And who would he have definitely not chosen?
Right.
All right? Yeah, that's even funnier. All right, it's of course, it's DJ Majestic. Give it up for DJ Majestic.
Of course. Yeah. Way to block those punches with your face.
That thug life.
That surprised me, bro, because you've been going to Mayweather Gym, practicing your boxing and whatnot.
Yeah.
Homeboy still didn't get it. You didn't see it coming, Doc.
I mean, eight dudes is different than a one-on-one fight, guys.
We also don't know what they look like either. You know what I mean? He took a couple shots.
Bro, first of all, sorry you went through this, especially because your girlfriend and your female cousin was with you, bro. Break it down, bro.
So it happened over the weekend. We were visiting a friend that was at a club here in L.A., and, you know, alcohol everywhere. We've been drinking, like, the whole night. We come out the club, and then all of a sudden, I'm calling an Uber, and all of a sudden, I see my girlfriend, Jamie, arguing with, like, a bunch of dudes, right?
And then
after I get the Uber, my cousin, she's probably the most drunk. She was visiting at the time. I try to get her in the Uber, and she gets in, and then I just see Jamie, my girlfriend, still arguing with this group of guys. So I come over to them, and I saw one dude just get up really, really close.
In her face.
Oh, hell
so without even thinking, I just run over to him, and I shove him out the way.
What were you... You had all your DJ equipment, too, right?
I had my book bag on. I had, my laptop in there, everything. So
at least it was in the 90s. We had to have records.
Well, it would have been good. You would have thrown your crate at
18 pounds of vinyl.
At least I could have dropped it, and then whatever. But then after that, after I push him out the way, and I try to get my girlfriend out the way, all of a sudden, I find myself on the floor, just a big scuffle. I don't even know if people got hits off. I think I just fell on my face, on my side, when I got bum-rushed. And then pretty much after that, I get up and I see whoever's in front of me just trying to push him out the way.
Right.
All of a sudden, it just breaks up. And I've come to find out that they were actually trying to holler at my cousin, and she wasn't having it. And then Jamie stuck up for my cousin. And then me just seeing, like, a bunch of dudes coming at Jamie or arguing and one dude getting up too close, I just ran over instinctually and just, you know, shoved them out the way.
Bunch of punks, man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Eight dudes in a group trying to do this, yelling at a woman. You feel me?
Yeah.
Idiots.
It's always the worst thing that happens, too, because, I mean, I've gotten my ass whooped for like, people getting in a girl's face before. And it's always one of those things afterwards you're like, man, couldn't we have just walked away from that?
Exactly.
Man.
That's what I've been thinking about the past 3 days.
I know she's on, but couldn't we have just, like, I know you guys don't get it right now because you're not all busted up, but, like, couldn't we have just, like, said, all right, you guys are jerks, we're leaving. Uber was right here.
And I'm just, first of all, your girlfriend's fine, you're overall fine, your cousin's fine.
Everybody's cool. And I've been really jumped before. Like, I've been hit with a 2x4 before. So
I
just want to say, if they're listening, like, it wasn't nothing.
Dude's from Jersey, man. He knows a couple
of scuffles. Secret life of Majestic.
I got hit by a 2x4.
Yeah,
just casually dropped that.
It was all good.
We get to laugh now because obviously he's fine. I mean, he grew up to be a DJ. He's fine. All right, bro. First of all, who would you have liked if you choose only one of us, man, to be there by your side and to have your back with these eight dudes? Who would you choose? And then who would you definitely not choose?
Okay, who I definitely would choose, because I kind of seen the crazy come out here and there. Tamara, for sure. Tamara would have been all over those people.
Social media, Tamara.
I mean, your only shot when like another woman jumps in is for them to be so crazy. Everyone's like, we're not. We didn't bring enough supplies for this fight,
dude. Yeah. Even though Brian is almost 7 feet tall, I would have chosen Tamara too.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I feel like Tamara would have rolled up, done a couple backflips,
taking her earrings off,
and dudes would have been like, "Oh shoot, she did a backflip." Yeah. Run. Is that fact? Facts, right, Tamara? Back in your Fresno State days,
you know, back in the day. But you know, I have. I'm better now.
No, she just knows how to corral
she
it.
She can bring it out if she needs to.
All right. Okay. Majestic, who would you definitely not choose to be by your side going up against these eight dudes that walking out the club?
And no offense to anyone. I mean, whatever. I would probably not choose Edgar.
Oh!
Probably only because
what?
Only
I'm your brother, bro.
I know you are,
bro.
You are, and that's exactly why. I wouldn't want you to get hurt. Not that I would want anyone else to get really hurt, but I feel like E has the most to lose if he gets injured. You know what
that's
I mean?
Good.
He has a family at home.
I feel like
his
really
wife would really care. Like, you know, she'd be mad at me.
He tried to like talk it out with them. He's like, right. Guys, let's talk it out. You know, I mean, let's.
Not just that.
He
turned it into a Motivation Monday video for Instagram stories.
Actually, I'll be like, gather around. Let me lay some hands on y'all. Let's pray about this. Majestic, thank you for that. But would agree. Can you clear this up?
Yeah.
If I was there, you know I'd have your back.
Oh, 1,000%.
All right.
You would have ran in there before anybody else, for sure.
Facts,
I know that.
All right, good.
I would have gotten the Uber door for all y'all.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.